Goodwill Southern California, they've been making the world a better place for a century, for a long time now. So we are celebrating Goodwill's longstanding service to the community, the 100-year anniversary, in a special way. And to talk to us about it and explain the exhibit and the Museum of Social Justice, we are here with Patrick McClenahan. He's the CEO of Goodwill Southern California. And then also with us is Lenora Barron. She's the executive director of the Museum of Social Justice, and Keith Rice, president of the board of directors for the Museum of Social Justice, is with us. You guys have worked really hard to make this exhibit happen and to have it have a big impact on the community. Keith, can you start and talk to us a little bit about Goodwill, the history in Southern California, and its ties now to the Museum of Social Justice?
The museum has a direct connection to Goodwill because Goodwill was actually started in Southern California at the site of the Museum of Social Justice, which is in Los Angeles United Methodist Plaza Church.
So now we've kind of come back around because we have the Museum of Social Justice there, and you guys are in charge of it, and now we have the exhibit.
Yeah, and it's based on the actual work of the founders. The founders of the church provided services to the community because at that time, 1910, 1911, you had the Mexican Revolution going on. So a lot of people were coming to Los Angeles and they needed services, and they would come to the plaza. The plaza was like this central location. And actually, it was Reverend Seen who wanted to have this church on the plaza, because prior to that, they were about a mile or two away on Bloom Street. And then he would preach actually in the open air. And he said, because so many people, immigrants, come to this place, that's where we need to have the church. And that's what they kind of start building towards as early as 1911. But it was 1912, 1913 that Dr. Bernard Combs, one of the superintendent of the Methodists in this area, met Reverend Helms, who started Goodwill in Boston approximately 1903. It went by the name of Morgan Memorial at the time. And he said, we have a need for this because we have immigrants here on the West Coast as well. So he put out the word that he was looking for a young social worker, a young woman that could do this work. And someone mentioned a Catherine Higgins, who at the time might have been working at the Hull House in Chicago. But she had been offered a job in Philadelphia working. It was under somehow the Heinz Company. It was a well-paying job. But because of her devotion to people, she turned that job down and came out here with absolutely no salary. As a matter of fact, in the exhibition, there's a letter from Bernard McCombs to her saying that, you know, we can't really pay you, so you should look for something else. And but she believed, and on faith, she came out here, and they raised the money to start paying her, but initially nothing.
So Catherine Higgins started Goodwill here. And so, Patrick, maybe this is a good time for you to jump in and tell us a little bit about Catherine Higgins. This is a century ago. She starts Goodwill in Southern California, right?
Yes. And the whole premise behind it was helping people find jobs, helping people have self-sustaining jobs. As we know, jobs make all the difference in the world in somebody's life.
Yes.
But it's 100 years of a story that really hasn't been told. And so we are so grateful to the Museum of Social Justice for telling the story. A lot of people think that Goodwill is where you get rid of your stuff. But all of that stuff sold at our stores, 81 stores, 47 donation centers, all of that goes to putting people to work. The proceeds from it go into our 8 work source and career resource centers. This last year, over 5,000 people received jobs as a result of those centers. And over 50,000 people accessed our website and our centers for counseling and job coaching. But in addition to that, Goodwill Southern California employs nearly 3,000 people just working through our jobs. So it's an incredible history that the museum is now making people aware of how it started.
Yes, yes. The origins, how it ties into what you're doing today, and the history of it. It's so interesting. But like you said, Goodwill, you know, when people think of Goodwill, they think of, okay, that's where I can donate my stuff, or I can go get stuff there. But you have so much more going on in terms of, you know, helping people with employment, people with disabilities, at-risk kids, veterans.
That's right. We focus on people who have barriers to employment, veterans, the reentry community, people who have finished serving their terms in prison, people with intellectual and physical disabilities, at-risk youth. All of them is what we focus on. So all the efforts, all the donations, all of shopping at the stores, everything, all of that effort goes towards helping those individuals get jobs.
Yes. So it's been 100 years, Goodwill, Southern California. You have the exhibit going on right now. You've had thousands of people come and visit. And so what are some of the things that we can see at the Goodwill exhibit at the Museum of Social Justice?
Well, the mission statement of the museum is to tell the untold story of those that founded Los Angeles, those people that people aren't aware of. And Catherine Higgins, the founder of Goodwill in Southern California, was one of those people. So what you'll see when you go to the museum is photographs of her mentioned employment. You'll see a photograph where it says employment agency, a medical clinic, what they wore in the day, mm-hmm. which are kind of interesting. People mm-hmm. like those. And what we like to do at the museum is we like to say, well, it's not just about old pictures on the wall, but we're talking about how it relates today. And so we kind of bring it around through the work that was done in the past. We kind of make some comparisons of, you know, what was being done then and then what Goodwill is doing today. And then we end it with some of the oral histories of those that have benefited from Goodwill's work today. And I was mentioning earlier to Patrick and all of you that what we've noticed in these early days is that a lot of young people spend a lot of time listening to those oral histories and are really interested on how Goodwill today is helping young people. That's kind of our mission, bring mm-hmm. it around. So what happened in the past that now reflects a current issue, and helping people to understand that this concept or this idea of helping others on the plaza mm-hmm. Started 100 years ago, and it's still going strong, and we can still be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. And Teen, I really think that the key is awareness to most good things that are happening in our community. If people are aware, people will react. So people will give. In our case, if people are aware of the mission, the history, what the museum is helping to create that awareness, that leads to more donations, more shopping, more abilities of ours to transform lives through work.
Yes, and the Museum of Social Justice, Keith, is it open all the time, available to the public?
Oh, it's open from 10 to 3, mm-hmm. Thursday through Sundays. But it's also on the lower level of a church, a historic church that is built 100 years ago as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So when you come and see the exhibition, you also can tour upstairs and see the church and the work that was put in that and that beautiful architecture. So those are ours.
And how long will the exhibit be at the Museum of Social
Justice? At this point, it will be there at least through November. Mm-hmm. Before working on this exhibition or becoming involved with the Museum of Social mm-hmm. Justice, I had no idea of what Goodwill was. It was a donation mm-hmm. center. I see the donation centers. I see the trucks. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew. Now, after doing the research and being involved with the people with Goodwill who really supported us putting on this exhibition, I have become one of the strong advocates for Goodwill just in my personal life, because mm-hmm. the work that they do is important. I mean, if you look at these photographs, you see guys sitting 100 years ago next to a wooden building that says Goodwill Industries, and they're waiting to be employed. So that's the main mission, and I've learned that, and I think all of our visitors to the museum are learning that too.
Yes, so that really ties into what's going on today, because that's still happening. Now it's expanded, yeah. Right, Patrick?
Yes, the same spirit is there. We obviously have a lot of different challenges today. At-risk youth, you know, many of the jobs for youth, when we went through the recession, those entry-level jobs were taken by adults. And so now we have to be creative about how youth are going to get opportunities through apprenticeship programs and mentorship programs, leadership training. So we're having to adapt. And certainly, as we have over the years, we have to find ways to best serve veterans. As passionate as we are for all of those that we serve, there's unique situations with veterans. We have a team of 16 in our veteran employment team, all veterans themselves. So they know everything from counseling on how to best use their GI Bill to get an education, to training them on skills assessment. What did they learn in the service that can be translated to jobs in the community? So we adapt to the time, but the spirit is still the same. It's still transforming lives through the power of work.
Where can we find out about these programs and services for young people, for veterans, for people with disabilities? How can we find out about that?
It's all at our website mm-hmm. at goodwillsocal.org.
All the information is there. There are numbers too you can call if you don't want to do it on the interweb. You can make the phone call straight to Goodwill. They have several different departments that grown so much. How many stores do we have in Southern California?
We have 81 stores, 47 donation centers. We take donations at every store. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we have 47 manned donation centers. We have 3 campuses that are serving. We have contract services where we put people to work in things like document imaging and paper shredding, janitorial and landscaping. We have an e-waste program where we take old computers and people with intellectual disabilities mm-hmm. and physical disabilities are taking them apart and recycling them. A big part of Goodwill is that it's good for individuals, it's good for the community, it's good for businesses, but it's also good for the earth. Mm-hmm. When you think over this last year, 100 million pounds of product was kept out of landfills because it was recycled in the proper ways through Goodwill.
You're helping to protect the environment as well. What's the best way to support Goodwill?
We certainly will take financial donations at goodwillsocal.org, but also donating items at the stores and the donation centers. Shopping at Goodwill is not only fun and find great values, but it also helps us with the mission. Organizations, community organizations, and other nonprofits could host donation drives where they can earn money as they fill up trailers full of the community's items. And then businesses can hire us to do their janitorial and their landscaping and do their document imaging and paper shredding and all those good things. There's a lot of ways to support Goodwill.
So yes, you can support, you can donate, and you can learn and find out about Goodwill, its past, and how it ties in with the Museum of Social Justice, right, Lenora?
Yes, and the museum is located at 115 Paseo de la Plaza in Los Angeles, which is on Alvera Street, which is what most people know. And we're in the basement of the La Plaza United Methodist Church. And one of the things that is part of our mission and what we're trying to do is helping people to understand that 100 years ago, just kind of everyday people got together and decided they had to make a difference in their community, and they did it. And look what came of it 100 years later. We want them to take that away, that you can do something and you can make a difference in your communities by supporting Goodwill or getting out there and doing whatever needs to be done to make things better for everyone.
You are carrying on the commitment to civil rights, to people who are underserved in poverty situations. That mission continues, and helping people who need jobs and helping people who need education and all of these great things that you're doing to continue what started 100 years ago here. And so how can we get a hold of the Museum of Social Justice, find out what's going on, get the hours?
Visit our website. It's museumofsocialjustice.org. Pretty simple. And we have a description of our programs, how to volunteer, how to donate, and of course, how long the exhibit is going to be up. We're on Facebook, you know, like everyone.
Yeah, all that social media, right?
Yes.
We can find you everywhere. Google it. We've got the exhibit. And then coming up in the fall, we have a gala people don't want to miss.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's on October 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. It'll take place in the historic Pico House, which was built by Pio Pico, the last governor of Alta California, before it was the U.S. We'll honor Catherine Higgins. And then we'll take everyone over to the exhibit for a VIP tour. You can purchase tickets at our website, museumofsocialjustice.org.
Patrick, thank you for coming, and Keith and Lenora for representing the Museum of Social Justice today and Goodwill, Southern California. Big job.